Sports Radio.
I woke up late today. Actually, I do that every day. Got no place to be seen. I'm not part of a scene. I'm a genius loser, keeping counsel with my own opinion. President of the state that I'm in. Should I just stay in bed? Should I live in my head? Oh God, so many questions to ask.
Real Late Starter, a cracker from my guest this morning, Narina Paulo. She's on the line. Where are you, Narina?
Hello, I'm currently in my studio in North London.
Oh.
Not very exciting. Not as exotic as the Isle of Man, sadly.
Well, you say that, but listen, I was just reading about you growing up in Jersey. And before we started this, you said you'd never been to the Isle of Man. For a Jersey girl, that's unforgivable.
I do apologise. But then have you been to Jersey?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
I've been to Guernsey at the other lot.
Oh, we don't talk about Guernsey.
No, well, exactly. So I've got no excuse either. Listen, it's lovely to have you with us today. The whole thing has come about. The brilliant album, Fires, you've reimagined it and it's all coming out again. Talk us through what you're doing.
Well, it came out about 18 years ago. It's terrifying to me, absolutely terrifying. But when it came out in the sort of noughties, people had sort of consigned vinyl to the dustbin, really. You know, I didn't know anybody had a record player. I was one of the few people who still had a record player at that point. But the vogue in the last few years has been for albums to be reissued on vinyl. And so about a year ago, Chrysalis Records came to me and said, would you like to put this reissue together of your album? And it's something I've been thinking about. And recently, the records I've made, I've been putting on vinyl because the artwork is so much nicer, you know. And they sonically, there's something lovely about sitting down, putting a record on, having a glass of wine or whatever, you know. So we started thinking about it about a year ago. And then in the course of it, I went through all my archives from over the years, the different versions of the songs that hadn't made the album, songs I'd written for the album that never made it, all these different things. And so as well as putting the album itself on vinyl with old and new artwork, there's this box set where you have all the demos and alternative versions and songs that have never been released before and all sorts of different things.
And there are two new versions of Everybody's Gone to War out there as well.
Yeah.
How did they come about?
So there's one that's just been released called Narina's Version.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be Taylor with Taylor's version. That was not that. But it is genuinely, it's the bedroom demo I made of Everybody's Gone to War. So it was just when the invasion started and the Stop the War marches were happening. And I was really... I had a lot of friends who were in the military at the time. I went to a military school, so a lot of my mates had either gone straight out of university or we had left at A-levels and gone straight into being squaddies. And it was a really stressful time. I used to think, please don't let me see the name of one of my friends I've grown up with. And so that song, that the version that has just the alternative Narina's version, is a song, the recording I made in my bedroom, literally a day or two after I wrote it. And I can look back and I remember, you know, I'd watch the rolling news and just the fear and being really worried about my friends more than anything. And when I was listening to it the other day, I was like, gosh, it's very sweet. It sounds almost like a folk song. It's very different from the final single version. But in a way, that was the essence of the song. You know, I was just quite young thinking about my friends.
That That is Narina's version of Everybody's Gone to War. And as you said before we played it, incredibly emotional because it was actually at that time, the Iraq War, and friends going off, etc. And there you were in your bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt really powerless. And the previous summer, I think, or the summer before, I'd bumped into one of my mates who was serving. And I said to him, you know, how are you finding the army? And he said, well, I love it, you know, but I just need a war to go to, otherwise I'm useless. And I remember saying to him, that's mad. How can you feel like that? He said, well, I'm fully trained. We spend all our day doing these exercises, but we're sort of wasted. Those words stayed in my head, you know, when I thought about them. And but you were in the Forces Radio, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's a very different world. That's why we talk about Civvy Street and we talk about being in the Forces. And I think we've really overlooked a lot of our veterans over the years and what they go through and what they experience. My husband comes from a family with lots of people who've been in and out of the army as well. A very different stress level, you know. And so whether you agree with the purposes of why we deploy our troops, I didn't agree that we should have gone to Iraq. That's neither here nor there. But what I did feel was a very strong attachment to my friends that were out there and families who had people out there.
Change the subject completely. Massive date coming up. London Palladium, if you please. April the 13th. What a show to come. You must be thrilled about that.
I'm so thrilled. And I have to tell you, I didn't want to do it because I said to my agent, no one's going to come. He's like, I think you might be surprised. I was like, no, it's been ages since I played somewhere that big. I mean, it'll probably be like my family and that'll be it. And everyone will lose their shirt. And we are literally, I think we've got about 60 tickets left.
Absolutely brilliant.
Sold out. What? I know, I'm so dumb.
It's very, very exciting. So with Fires and all the work you've done on it, has that sort of taken over new songwriting or are you doing things in parallel?
It's really mad. I'm so busy at the moment. I'm doing all the preparation for the Palladium, the reissue. I'm working on a new album, my 8th album. I've been painting. I mean, I think I keep saying, oh, I'd quite like to, you know, relax a bit more. I'm busier than ever, really.
Well, we can't wait for that. And we can't wait to get you over here on the Isle of Man eventually. I know I haven't been to Jersey. I can't even say I have. But if we can get you over here by hook or by crook sometime, it would be amazing to have you with us.
You have any festivals in the Isle of Man?
We have wonderful venues and we do have some festivals and we have plenty of opportunity. I'll talk to people who will talk to you.
I would love to come, yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to play Love Will Tear Us Apart, the version that you recorded that ended up being on Normal People, which was jaw-dropping television. I mean, it really took the world by storm, that TV series. Was that a commissioned piece or was it something they picked up on for the show?
It's such a random set of events. So I've played that song for years. I just love it. And it was always in my life set way back when. Randomly, I played a gig in Dublin, must be 16, 17 years ago. There was a music supervisor at the show and he loved my version of it, parked it in the back of his brain, kept thinking, one day I'll work on something where I can use it. All those years later, he was doing the music supervision for Normal People and he said, I know, just a song for this scene. And literally 6 weeks before it went to air, and it was all happening around the pandemic, we got an email from him saying, can I use this? And I'd already read the book and loved it. So I didn't hesitate. I was like, yes, of course you can use it. Went about my business. The pandemic happens. I was busy sort of doing nothing like everybody else. And then the next thing we knew, it ended up being one of the biggest shows on TV in 2020. And the song went viral. And it was just totally random, but wonderful.
Again, what a wonderful thing to happen.
Yeah.
Narina, thank you so much for coming on to Manx Radio.
Very welcome.
And I do hope we get to see you soon.
I'd love to come over, yeah.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low and resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow and we're changing our ways, taking different roads. Love, love.
It is an incredible version, isn't it? On this International Women's Day, my very special guest, Narina Paloh.